B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 12 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. Tunis and Ballykinwood. I'm in Indianapolis with the Sixers. 610-632-0975. You want to join us, 610-632-0975. Got two open lines. You want to grab them. Let's go to Joe. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, pal?
My question to you is, you know, you were talking Baxter. The Sixers need to put their third quarters into Baxter. What the heck? What does he do at halftime? Is it his speech? Is it coaching adjustments? When he loses the third quarter, he loses the game. And it's almost, I mean, just watch it. Every time he loses the third quarter, I mean, the last third quarter was one of the worst. It was a 27-point swing. But every time he goes in at halftime, I'm like, okay, please win the third quarter. You win the third quarter, you usually win the game. You lose the third quarter almost every time, they've lost. I mean, what is it? Is it speech? What the heck is it? And I do want to talk about Jenkins, sir. But you're close to the team. What is it? I mean,
it's a great question. I like the other night was weird. Dallas was unconscious at hitting. Listen, their defense was not good in the third quarter. Dallas got hot from three.
Is that what they came out with? Did he come out with? Is it adjustment from the other?
Nah,
or is it speech?
No, I don't think it's. I think it's more coincidence. It's not speech.
Is it?
You know, it's not speech. You know, you're not giving some halftime speech.
I get it. I mean, but then it has to be adjustment. Now, I don't dislike him. I root for him to be a 500 coach in his career, which would mean that he'd have 60 win seasons, right? But if this is this day, give me somebody else because this isn't working. That's one thing. I do want to talk on Malcolm, though. I'm not in a difference of opinion with you. I like him as a linebacker. I don't like him as a safety anymore. And if they're going to take, say, Bradham's money and take it away and give it to Malcolm for 3 years, I get it. Because when he's single high, they get burned every time. I mean, you watch how many times he's got burned on the bites. And he's had a tough year covering. But I get how valuable he is. I get he plays every snap. But his coverage is going down.
How much is the fact that you got McLeod who's cooked?
But he's cooked too, okay? But maybe he's coming back a year off of an injury. He's got all these guys that they want to come back, unless they're team friendly, and they got to be team friendly, like Jason Peters. You got to be unemotional. That's where Joe Banner had it right.
You're right.
I don't care about their uniform. I don't care about, you know, I could care less. I just care about the W's. And, you know, I like Jenkins. I get it. But his coverage has really gone down. And I see him as more as a hybrid linebacker, like a Deion Buchanan right now. Mm-hmm. It's just this stage in his career.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah, but I feel you on it. I just think there's so many things he can do on the field. And if you have a more of a covered safety next to him, I think he's still as valuable as ever.
Well, that's why that other pick, wide receiver pick last year should have been a safety. You know, there was a glaring need last year. Now, what do you do? Who's got the juju? Who's got the Maloiks on him? You're talking all the South Philly. You said Ace. I'm thinking, oh my God, Johnny Ace. All this South Philly stuff. So this, you think Wentz has got the Maloiks? You got to find somebody.
Well, it was funny because Steve Waterano, who was my partner, had texted me last week and sent me a message. And he said, you know, that he could be star-crossed. Yeah. And you go, oh, my God. Could you imagine that, Joe?
I don't know. Have him call somebody and have the old Kamar smoke going, poof, poof, poof.
Yeah. With the three coffee beans. That's right.
Unbelievable.
To take off the bad spell, the wicked spell that's on Carson right now.
Yeah, I'm right near Holy Cross Cemetery. There's a lot of Kamars in there right now.
Yes, there are. My people are in there.
Have a nice day, buddy.
Yeah, you too, Joey. Take it easy, buddy. Yes, that's a family cemetery. Let's go to, where are we at? Oh, Jeff in Camden. Jeffrey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, man?
What's up, Jeff?
So, I mean, great round of football going on around the weekend. We got great football tonight, a national championship game.
What's your level of interest in that?
Oh, big interest. Let me tell you a little story. I had put money on the Eagles to win the year they won the Super Bowl and they beat Chicago in the playoffs, right? So the following week you had Clemson and a national championship. A guy talked me out of betting on Clemson. A guy at work talked me out of betting on Clemson. I was going to bet on that too because I took the money line with the Eagles. And I grabbed that. And then I had to watch this guy count out 40 rack in front of me because he bet on Clemson. And the guy at work talked me out of it. He goes, oh, it's Alabama. It's Alabama. So my interest is solely on Clemson tonight.
Yeah. I actually, as much as I love LSU and Burrow, I think this is a Clemson game.
Yeah, man, he's been the best quarterback in football since he's been in football, national and college football. You know, and the guy from LSU is great and everything like that, and they built a team.
I mean, he might have had the best season ever. I mean, of any college quarterback, you're hard to beat what Burrow's done this year.
Yeah, but you got to take it from the champ. Champ ain't going to give it to you.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Ben Simmons, man. You give this guy 40 minutes to play and he gives you 11 points. See, I grew up watching Michael Jordan. I grew up watching Magic Johnson. I grew up when I was 3 years old when Dr. J won the championship. I am foreign to a guy who's afraid to shoot. That's foreign to me, okay? All right, and I don't need the cosmic anecdotes written in. This is not necessary roughness where there's some gimmick of a guy. It's not funny to me when Ben Simmons goes out there and doesn't shoot and the team loses because of it. He's the second option, and right now he's basically the first option because they don't know what the hell they're going to do out on the floor when Embiid's not there. They don't know what they're going to do. They just
Well, he's not the first option, though. He's not. He's still the point guard.
Who's the first option?
Tobias Harris is the first option.
Oh, Tobias Harris is the first option.
Yeah. We mean, that's why he's a scorer. What do you mean?
Come on, man.
No, Jeff, really. He's the first. How could Ben be the first option?
It's as simple as a Sam Cassell mid-range jumper. Bump a guy off the hip. It's not a hard shot to make. It's not.
He's not a first. Yeah, but didn't you just wake up, Jeff, and start watching Simmons? That's not his game.
But what the hell do I need him for? Put him on the bench until he does.
Okay, but again, he's a point guard.
Magic
he's
Johnson
not a combo
point guard. Magic Johnson.
Magic wasn't the first option on his team either.
Yeah, but would Magic just sit there and allow points to be scored that could be had? No.
Listen, I agree he's not Magic. All right? I'm not telling you he's Magic.
He said he was Magic?
What's that?
He said he was learning to play from Magic Johnson. You remember that?
I hear you. Listen, I get what you're talking about with Ben and the scoring element of his game.
Watch some damn Sam.
But Sam Cassell. Come on, Sam Cassell. Who's Sam Cassell? Come
won
on, bro.
He won a championship as a rookie.
Stop, Sam Cassell. Stop,
he's
alien
point guard,
man.
He won a championship as a rookie.
He's not. First of all, he was more of a combo guard than a point guard, Sam Cassell.
You
Mr.
Give
alien
Sam
head.
Over Ben Simmons any day of the week.
Come on, dude. No, Jeff. You can't tell me you would take Sam Cassell over Ben Simmons.
I bet you I could teach a kangaroo to shoot a jump shot better than I could teach Ben Simmons.
I don't know what to say, Jeff. I don't know what to say to you. I mean, you're going to take Sam Cassell over Ben Simmons. I think you're completely frustrated by his game. I understand it. I don't know what else to say.
I want points because points win the game. You telling me about
Honestly, Jeff, he's one of the best defenders in the game.
Does defense score points?
Defense wins games.
But you need points.
No, but defense. But again, it's not just points. And like Sam Cassell is an empty.
It's not
like you're talking about empty calories. Yes, it is.
It's basketball. You just said football was basketball.
It's defense. Defense still matters in the NBA.
It does, but you need points to win the damn.
Stop, Jeff. You're gonna get yourself completely frustrated.
I just want points.
He's not going to you woke up today going you're not getting points from Ben Simmons. Why? That's a newsflash.
Then on the bench till you learn.
That's not
on the bench till you learn.
That's not what he does. You don't see what he does. All you're looking for is a one-dimensional player. That's all you want. I'm sorry, Jeff. Listen, now's not the time to defend Simmons because you don't want to hear it. I know you don't want to hear everything else he does on the floor. I get it. I agree with you that he needs to score more, particularly with Embiid out. I really, really do. I believe that. I agree with you in that sense. But come on, man. You'd rather have Sam Cassell. Sam Cassell? Come on, bro. Are we that? Does he have people that crazy?
Yes. Who cares about 6'10 Ben Simmons? Give me 5'6 Earl Boykin. Come on now.
He gets, I mean, I honestly, man, like, you know, who cares about his defense? Come on, bro.
Well, here's the so earlier in the show when we talked about the Mahomes thing, and I said, listen, it scares me because now people are going to compare Wentz to Mahomes and say, oh, look, he'll never be him. You got to see Luka Doncic on Saturday. And I'm sure a lot of people were saying, oh, Ben's never going to be like Luka. Well, yeah.
Yeah, you know, again, you know, Luka's better. I, you know, what are you going to say? I agree. Luka's a better player. All-around player.
That's what makes people even angrier. We waited this long for Ben Simmons.
But he's not, it's not like, I still don't think people understand the level of what he can be, of his special, of what he can do that is special. I don't think people appreciate it. I hear Jeff sit on the bench saying, how many points? He's never going to come out now. He's not the first option. How could you watch the Sixers every night and think he's the first option? Seriously. All right, 610-632-0975. Do you think we could find how many pro-Ben people are left in this town?
I think there's a good amount.
Do you?
Yeah. I think it's a big vocal minority. Very loud vocal minority. But I think the majority.
What, the anti-Ben people?
Yeah. Or
I think they're a majority.
You want to do a flash poll?
Yeah, go ahead. 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. Got a couple open lines. You want to check in on that? As well as the Monday 5. And your chance to win some Temple tickets and a $100 Primo gift card. Look, championship week is here. 4 teams, 2 games. Oh, the season's almost over. It makes me sad. Don't miss out. Get in on all the action with the DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. With so much going on this week, DraftKings has great promotions running every day. From odds boost to free bets, they have it all. This week only, you can bet on any star player to score the first touchdown of the game, and you get 10-1 odds. It doesn't get better than that. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook is a safe and secure betting app. You can deposit, withdraw your funds at your convenience. And to top it all off, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date right now. You don't want to miss it. Go to DraftKings.com/Fanatic for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's DraftKings.com/Fanatic. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 800 Gambler.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
All right, it's 12:25. Some days you know, life gets you, and some days you just go, you know what? It would be awesome just to disappear. And then you, like, all of a sudden, like, you evaporate, right? And then you have this whole other life. And, like, usually by a beach where nobody finds you, right?
All right. That could be a movie.
Like Shawshank. It was a movie.
Oh, wait, so you're... So I'm gonna get the mail one day, and I'm going to see a card, and it's going to say AG, your initials, that's it, and a little circle.
Yeah.
Where you're at.
Yeah, say good luck, brother.
I'll come visit you.
Come visit. Amazing.
Ah, I'm going on a business trip.
That's all. Just keep my whereabouts to yourself.
Will do. I'll find my iPhone off.
There you go, brother. Bilal, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Bilal?
What's up, cuz? Hey, first I want to say Happy New Year to you, man.
Happy New Year, my brother.
Yeah, this is my first time calling this year. I said I wasn't going to call in, man, until we got a new coach. But, hey, listen, I've been robbing myself of listening to you, man. And I can't take this Ben Simmons stuff, man. It's killing me. Everybody want to get rid of this boy, man. And they don't see the talent level that he has. Okay, we all know about the jump shot. We all know about that. But the talent level of skills that take the place of just a jump shot is enormous, man. And I can't understand why these people just keep calling in, take this, just get rid of him. Let's do this. Let's trade him. I mean, look,
there's excuses, right? Like, I could say, you know, he's 23 and he's 6'10", 11", and, you know, there's a difference in his game and that his game just takes longer to polish. But people that want nothing to do with it, I agree.
I don't get it, sir. I don't get it, man. I'm going to tell you something, man, and I'm going to be honest with you. If I had a choice between Embiid and Ben, I'm taking Ben, man. Like, if I had a choice to start a team between them two, I'm taking Ben, man. You know, and that's just the way I see it, man. Cuz, man, I hope you have a wonderful new year, man.
You too, brother.
You and the Tunis, y'all do your thing, man, and I'm back. You know, I'll be calling again, man. I missed it for a minute, but I had to take a break, man.
I can dig it, man. Welcome back, brother. We miss you, man. You're ripped, Bilal. Thanks, babe. Appreciate it. So, Tunis, it is interesting, all these trade rumors, too, that are out, that none of them are true.
Yeah, are they actually real? No.
I heard one.
D'Angelo Russell?
Yeah, that's the one. I mean, you got to be out of your mind.
Come on.
D'Angelo Russell. I hate D'Angelo Russell. Slow. He's not a great athlete. You know, it's amazing. Like, the people, like Jeff from Camden. I love Jeff. But my God, dude. You're giving me Sam Cassell. Some trash from the past. Alien Sam Cassell. Come on. The kid's 6'10", 6'11". And I know people have no patience, but you got to be patient with his game. You just have to.
Yeah, but their response is, I was patient during the process.
Okay, but he wasn't playing during the process.
Right.
You just got to be more patient with his game. That's it. You know, he's in his third year, and normally third-year guards, you know, they take another step. He hasn't taken that offensive step, but you've seen little glimmers where his game's improved. And he's, you know, I don't know how many more times you can talk about his elite defense. And it gets no respect whatsoever.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, what's the poll of the day?
It's on at 975 middays, and we did the flash poll. Simple question, which side are you on, pro-Ben Simmons or anti-Ben Simmons? Now, I was right that it's mainly pro, but I'm surprised with the number. It's 75% pro, 25% anti. So that means a quarter of the
You just did pro anti. That's it. Yeah,
that's it.
Wow.
And a quarter of some people said, "What about in the middle?" No. Pro or anti? And
so in or out type of thing?
Yeah. Quarter of the fan base. Anti-Ben Simmons. Now, I have that poll running until tomorrow, the end of show tomorrow.
All right, we'll keep it going.
Because they got a game tonight. And if he balls out, I'm sure that number goes up. And if he plays poorly, that number's going to, you know, the anti is going to be even higher.
Just let it be. We react crazily after every game. By the way, poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cairns can, with emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week and special financing on a new Trane heating and cooling system. If you need one, visit MarvinEcairns.com today. Wow, man. I'm surprised. 25% of the people anti?
Yep. Now there's
you just said in or out.
Yeah, that's it. Now, there's a good response. And first of all, you're going to love the name. It's from Sinclair Garner. Good name.
That's a great name, Sinclair.
His response.
Hello, Sinclair.
I have a love-hate relationship with Ben. Love him because his talent and potential is outrageous and could be legendary. Hate because he rarely shows that true talent and won't take the next step in his development. I'm more pro Ben Simmons, even though I would strongly consider trading him.
Yeah,
So he would strongly consider moving on from Ben Simmons, even though he is a pro Ben Simmons guy.
I don't know. Like, who do you want?
Right. I mean, everyone says Devin Booker, but they're not going to trade Devin Booker, the Suns.
No. What are you trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish? Right? Like, what do you got? I thought the Monstars was a great approach. And I can't tell you, like, everybody's bailing in early January. Why are you guys bailing so soon on this? Really? I mean, how come you guys are bailing on this whole thing, this Monstar? They just started. They just started playing together. And, you know, Embiid's been in and out of the lineup, and he's out of the lineup again. And, look, I agree that's a worry. Who knows what kind of shape he's going to be when he comes back in 6 weeks, 8 weeks, maybe? And then you got to get him right for the playoffs. But when they do play and they play defense, who's beating them in a series? Like, other than Milwaukee, that's an elite team. Who's beating them in the East? It's always what I keep going back to.
Yeah, you can't give me Boston because Sixers are 3-0 against them this year.
It's not Miami. I don't care what anybody says. That ain't Miami. Eric, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eric.
How you doing, man?
What's up, man? What's going on?
Listen, God bless Jeff from Camden, but anybody that's going to compare Sam Cassell to Ben Simmons might not warrant an opinion on basketball. This guy, obviously, we all want him to score. Everybody wants him to put 25 a night, but I don't think it's in the cards. But if you look at him, like, his ceiling is a triple-double on average.
Yes.
His ceiling is 20, 10, and 10.
Yeah.
Which is a Hall of Fame player. So, I mean, he's already the best passer in the league, and he already makes everybody on the court around him better as a third-year player. At 6'10", guarding the best player on the other team every night.
Every night. So,
I just don't understand what these people are looking at when they're saying anti-Ben, get rid of Ben. For who? For D'Angelo Russell? You can keep that cancer out in Golden State.
Yeah, and he's not even close what they do. The only thing D'Angelo Russell does better than Ben Simmons is hit an open three. That's it.
Score the ball. That's it. The jump shot. And, I mean, listen, nobody would consider LeBron James a great jump shooter, but it's sufficient. And if he can put together an 18-foot jumper consistently, now you have a top three player in the league easily. So,
I agree.
People don't love the game and don't know the game that well, but defensively and, you know, having that same gene that LeBron has where he's able to bring a scrub like J.R. Smith to the finals with him. Like, Ben's got that gene. Ben can set up anybody in this league and make him look good. So,
I'm with you. Thank you. Bless you. Bless you, my son.
I'll bring you back down. John responds, bleep him. He's overrated.
Oh, my God.
Michael, he sucks. I don't watch anymore because of him.
Come on. Are these people real? Are these real people? They don't watch. So what? When they go on the run this spring, then you start watching again?
I guess.
Nick. Oh, Nicky, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, you know what? Timing is perfect. I'm glad I came on after the last gentleman. And I understand. Because I heard him say, he's a triple-double machine. And I'm parked in a liquor store parking lot. Luckily, there's nobody near me because it's a Monday. And I yell out to my top of my lungs. I'm going to move the phone away. I don't care. He's a triple-double machine. I don't care. I don't care anymore. People stop telling me this. First of all, when was his last triple-double? Second of all, against Luka, when the Zingas from New York City wasn't there, and the team needed a little bit from him, a little bit. The guy, the last guy said, oh, he can score. Everybody wants him to score 20 a night. I don't want 20. Give me 17, dude. Give me 17 with your eyes closed like it's a cool breeze like Mahomes does it. He scored 11 against Luka when Embiid wasn't there, okay? And that's
he was also
average.
In foul trouble with two ticky-tack fouls.
You know what? I'm like at the Eagles point when they're right after the Miami loss. I don't care anymore. Stop giving me excuses. Because when a guy calls up and tells me he's a triple-double machine, my answer to him was...
No, he said that was his ceiling. Talent. Right.
Okay, but his triple-double...
But here's the thing, Nicky. It's way too soon to become that exasperated with the kid. He's in the middle of his third season playing.
Okay, like Luka.
Oh, okay, you're right. He's not Luka Doncic. Right?
No, it's not. I know that.
You're right. He's not Luka Doncic. You're right that Luka Doncic, who had been playing against men when he was 15 years old, already took that step, and Ben was not. So I mean, you know, I can't argue Luka Doncic. Give me else besides Luka. Why are you so frustrated hit middle of his third year?
Because I have not seen him progress more at all. I haven't seen him progress at all. Slightly
come
defensive
on,
better.
Brother.
And he's averaging.
Forget about stats. You have your idea. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Because you said defensively. How come you put no stock in defense? Because
I love defense.
He's an elite defender.
He's
guard
elite.
One so, through five.
Right. But here's my point. When everybody's telling me for 3 years and 6 months before he comes out, actually the year before he comes out, if we're lucky and we get the number one pick, this guy will revolutionize what we can do. And you know what I see? He's not revolutionizing. At times, he'll never put it this way. He'll never drag Dennis Kanter to the NBA Finals like LeBron did. Because you know why? He shows that when a spotlight just slightly shines on him, like, hey, we need a little bit from you, and the coach says we need a little bit from you. We don't want the world from him. We want a little bit more.
Well, In fairness, during the playoffs last year, twice he incurred the wrath of the fan base. Right?
Twice. Oh, man.
No. Would you just listen to me before you... I mean, jeez. Twice he incurred... I'm just talking about singular. He incurred the wrath of the fan base. And he responded in both series, both Miami and Toronto. He responded with big games. Right. Like, yeah, I agree he needs to be more consistent. Yeah, I agree he needs to score more.
That's all I want. A little more.
Your lack of patience, where does that come from? Because you can't give me... You are a knowledgeable...
I know it.
You are a sports fan who is knowledgeable, understands the game. And you're also smart. So you also see a 23-year-old guy who has that kind of ability and height, and you know it's going to take him a little bit longer.
Well, the only reason why my impatience shows up is because it's more directed at calls. They're going to still tell
me. Oh, it's
me
too. You can say me too. All right, listen.
And you've come over to my side a little bit.
Listen, no, I'm pro Ben all the way. So everybody get mad at me all they want. I don't care. I think the kid is a talent. I do. I understand where you guys get frustrated, but I don't get the desperate, oh my God, I can't take it anymore. I wish I had Sam Cassell. I don't understand that.
Joe Dumars. One more thing, Ant.
Yeah,
one more thing.
Yeah.
Can we get Cal, after KC wins the Super Bowl, can we get Kelce to teach Embiid how not to give up space in the post?
Yeah, like, he's a great
when he boxes club. In, when he gets his position, can he teach Embiid how to not give that position away?
Yes.
Okay, bye, brother.
See you, brother. Take it easy. I love that. I absolutely love that. It's amazing. I heard it in his voice, like the, I can't take it anymore. Dude, you heard Nicky's voice.
Yep. I mean, he's speaking for a lot of people.
Yes.
Here's another response from Greg. He says, Anthony, you're wrong. Ben is not considered an all-star guard anywhere but here in Philly right now. Sorry. And that includes the view of some of his teammates.
Okay. I will tell you that, Greg, I speak to people all around the league. All around the league, like, I don't know what to tell you, dude. I was in Dallas Saturday night. I'm in Indiana tonight. You know, once upon a time, I actually covered the Bulls and the Knicks. I mean, I still know a lot of people. He is considered an elite talent around the league. He is. I get what, you know, your frustration on the offensive scoring piece of it. I understand it. I don't understand the rash, almost football-like view of him that changes from game to game. I don't understand that. In fact, I expect more from the fan base other than I need Sam Cassell.
Kevin tweets, and they should have traded Simmons instead of Fultz, and then you would have still had Butler on the team.
You weren't going to have Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler was not going to be here.
That's what Kevin
Butler wanted. And Tobias were never going to play on the same team. So just know that.
75-25, Ant. A quarter of the fan base.
That's just outrageous. 610-632-0975.
610-613-0975. What?
I'm all verklempt. I can't believe this. We're back on this subject again? Tunis?
Well, that's no more Eagles. It's all Sixers and Flyers are still the rebuilding team. The Sixers are the team with the expectations, and Ben Simmons has expectations.
I agree they have expectations. Yeah. I do. I agree. All right. Let's talk about Parx Casino, shall we? I'm looking at the Parx app right now. I got it up right here. In fact, you got to check it out, the Parx Bet Slip Builder. The 4-for-4 casino of choice, home of Cousins Corner. So I'm looking at the couple things tonight. Sixers, Pacers. The Sixers. I like the Sixers tonight. You like the Sixers tonight?
I'm kind of concerned.
Oh, are you? Like everybody else, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I get it. I like them tonight. Tonight's a comeback night. They are on the Parx app. They're +2. So they're getting two on the Parx app. I like him tonight. I like him to win. Here's your player point props. Here you go. Ready? Ben Simmons, 16.5. Six, what do you think?
Over.
I'm going to take the over tonight.
You hit it last game. Or two
Al
games
Horford, 13.5.
Over.
Take the over. All right. I agree. Go to parxcasino.com/green. You get a $500 risk-free bonus. Oh, man. You'll love it. All the stuff. And don't forget the big college championship tonight. Clemson and LSU. I'm liking Clemson in that one. We'll give you more at 1:30 coming up. We'll give you all of our picks for the evening. We'll use all the Parx Sportsbook app lines and all the props. Check it all out. parxcasino.com/PA. Got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Oh, I know. He doesn't score. He's got to score. I get it. All this, I'm out. This is awful. I'm done. He trade him. I can't take it. I don't understand what you guys are thinking. I don't get why there's not more, why it's at the red level, like the push the button level. It can only be push the button level until after you find out what they do in the playoffs. Right or wrong, like if you're going to make, like for instance, like how I look at it is, I look at this whole thing and I'm going to judge them after I see what they do in the playoffs. Since the team is built to play in the playoffs. Now, you react somewhat, but this whole trade them, all this craziness, it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it's even the fire Brett Brown crowd. Like, you're not going to do that midseason. Let him see what he can do in the playoffs. If they're out in the second round again, or if they look bad in the Eastern Conference Finals, all right, then that conversation is definitely worth having. But the midseason fire Brett Brown because they have a bad road record, it's like, you know, what are you going to do? Are you really going to fire him?
Of course not. Of course not.
They don't light a fire under them.
Like, no, there is not. No lit fire. This is, again, we look at things like everything's a football season. It's not a football season. There's 82 games. It's a grind. You can't judge it like a sprint, like a football season. And that's what we do. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we'll give you the keyword for the Trust the Contest 5K a day cash giveaway presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app. You have a chance to win $1,000. Three ways to enter. Stay tuned as we give the keyword at 1 o'clock.
You want another tweet?
Sure, go ahead.
This is from Moose.
Hey, Moose.
The excuses made for this guy is unbelievable regarding Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm. The 76ers have a max player who is a 6'10" Tony Allen. Shaking my head.
Tony Allen? I mean, you shouldn't watch the game, Moose. I'm sorry. I don't want to be nasty. But you can't completely disparage what the guy can do. Unless you're just so frustrated that you're just speaking out of turn, not caring what you say. I mean, it's absurd. It's completely absurd. And it's embarrassing. Like, you should know the game better than that. Yeah, I got a buddy of mine, Anthony, who we go back and forth with. I go back and forth with. And, you know, it always comes down to shooting the basketball. It's that one thing that people can't get off. They just can't get over. So his whole deal is, they don't play exciting basketball. That bully ball isn't exciting. Monstar is a boring game. Boring? How in the world can that be boring to you? So I go, no, you want to beat the Rockets and win nothing? I'm not saying the Rockets, but you watch the Nuggets, the Jazz, the Blazers. What the hell have the Nuggets and the Jazz and the Blazers won? What the hell have they won? Nothing. Everything's aesthetics now? Who's next online? Hello, Joe.
Yo, what's up, cuz?
What's going on, brother?
I think the wrong guy everybody's angry with, Ben Simmons, his upside is so sick. I'm with you 100%. I think it's time to really consider moving Joel. I've had it with him.
Joel who?
Embiid.
Come on, Joe. Embiid.
No, come on, cuz.
No, you're killing me.
How many games has he given you his 100% heart this year? I know of two. I've gone to almost every game. I know of two games. The Boston Celtics in Boston when he got called out by Barkley and Shaq. And Christmas Day, Milwaukee. Name the other two. Name any other game that he's given 100%. Tell me.
I've watched and been at most of the games as well as you. I don't know off the top. I could tell you a handful of games he hasn't shown up. But the other games, he shows up.
Come on.
No, come on. He shows up. I mean, I don't know. How many games they won? She shows up. I mean, I grant you. But here's the thing. I grant you that he needs to be every night. I agree with you that he needs to be a superstar every night. I do. I agree with you. But your alternative can't be to I'm done with him.
What 7-1 guy you know that can't beat anybody off of a box? Can't back him down.
He's the dominating force in the game. If you want to argue, yes, he is. If you want to argue that he doesn't bring it every night, all right, I'll go with you there. Don't argue with me that he's not a devastating force in the game, because he is.
Why doesn't he put his ass down to the
block? He's not going to be the blow block every possession. He's not. He's going to be up top in time. He's not going to be. He's not Shaq. And this isn't 2002. Joe?
I lost you.
No, I said he's not Shaq, and this isn't 2002. He's not going to live in the post. All right, thanks, Joe. Sorry, buddy. I mean, now we want to trade Embiid. Giving up Embiid. What in the world is wrong with everybody?
You want to start
it's
from scratch again?
It's not football.
It's through Trust the Process 2.0.
It's not football. What are you guys thinking? I love you guys. Believe me. And because we disagree, it doesn't mean I don't love you. But my God, it's not football. What are you thinking? Oh. This hour's keyword is ultimate. Enter the keyword ultimate on the Fanatic app, 975thefanatic.com, or by texting ultimate to 45911 by 1:15 p.m. We'll call you if you're randomly selected and you win $1,000. Everybody that enters on our app or website will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. Rules for this nationwide contest are available at 975thefanatic.com. Enter the keyword ultimate on the Fanatic app at 975thefanatic.com or by texting ultimate to 45911 by 1:15 p.m. Our Fanatic Trust the Contest 5K a day cash giveaway is presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN. It's 1 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're Beasley Media Group Station. All right, time now for a little Bring the Heat, Chunas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.